Recorded Books presents The Woman from Lydia by Angela Hunt, narrated by Rachel Botchin. A quote from Robert A. Heinlein. If a man gets lost in the mountains, hundreds will search and often two or three searchers are killed. But the next time somebody gets lost, just as many volunteers turn out. Poor arithmetic, but very human. It runs through all our folklore, all human religions, all our literature. A racial conviction that when one human needs rescue, others should not count the price. Chapter 1. April A.D. 51. I stood in the river shallows, my smile tightening as Syntyche's little daughter splashed in the rippling water. Adonai gave, I whispered, pushing past the lump in my throat. And Adonai has taken away. Blessed be the name of Adonai. I looked away and bent to pick up a gray shape on the sand, another snail of the right shape and size. I found another one! A woman emerged from the middle of the river, her hair wet and her smile exultant. She waved a gray shell. I thought I had found every snail in this spot, but the little beasts are good at hiding. You are blessed to be such a good diver, I called. Not everyone can swim so well. Behind me, an older woman complained. My toes are as wrinkled as my face. I cannot feel my feet, another worker called, flashing a wide grin. But I have nearly filled my basket. My children will eat well tonight. Syntyche watched us from the shore. Fill your basket completely, and your husband will eat well tonight too, she yelled, her voice reaching even the edge of our group. Be sure to stop by the chicken keeper's booth at the market. My neighbor is selling a group of fat hens. Syntyche's comment was unusually encouraging for a woman with a generally dour temperament, but she was doing exactly what I had hired her to do. Pleased with her efforts, I continued searching the shallows. The valuable snails blended easily into the sand, but experience had taught me to spot them even when hidden among the rocks. I squinted, yet found it difficult to focus with Syntyche's little daughter scampering at the river's edge. How could I spot anything through a veil of tears? I blinked the wetness away and lifted my head. The sun hovered just above a bank of approaching clouds, so only 2 or 3 hours of daylight remained. Ladies, I lifted my voice. We have gathered enough for today. Now let us count the results of our efforts. And do not forget, Syntyche shouted, tomorrow you will receive a bonus if you bring another woman to join us. The women waded toward the shore, the younger ones playfully splashing their friends. Syntyche moved behind the table and pulled the purse from her tunic, preparing to count the snails in each woman's basket. I remained in the water, my eyes fixed on the sky. Behind me, Syntyche's daughter began to count the incoming waves of high tide, her childish treble rising above the softer chorus of women's voices. One, two, three. You have changed my lament into dancing, I whispered, closing my eyes. You undid my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. You redeemed my soul from the battles that were upon me, for the sake of the multitudes who were with me. Paulos had taught me those words, and they never failed to calm my mind. I could not honestly say I felt like dancing, but at least I was no longer mourning. When I was certain my smile would not wobble, I turned and studied the women who stood in line to have their baskets examined. Nearly a dozen joined us today, young and old, married and widowed, and one as yet unmarried. A good group, but we could always use more willing hands. To complete my latest commission, I would need twice as many helpers. The sun was within a hand's breadth of touching the horizon by the time I reached the table. How did we do?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?